Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show with Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You know what day it is?
It's Tuesday here. What day is it there?
Day after Labor Day.
You know what that means?
Please, tell me.
It's Telephone Tuesday.
Huh. Didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
Oh, my God. Who do we have to thank for this?
Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone.
Who are you going to call?
Who you got, Carl?
Happy Telephone Tuesday.
It's showtime.
I thought you were going to call Ghostbusters, but
yeah,
maybe not.
I know. Who are you going to call?
National Telephone Day.
Come on.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. If you're keeping track, show number officially 2406. Tuesday morning. Got to remember that. It's Tuesday morning.
Yes, it is.
After the long holiday weekend. And boy, it was a little toasty. I know you were dealing with some personal issues, of course, with your family.
Yep.
Jody and I ventured downtown. Rick Springfield.
Yeah, you did it.
Men at Work and John Waite.
Good for you.
I know. Jody wanted to go. I said, you know what? All right, fine.
All righty.
Let's do it. It was a lot of fun. Ran into a lot of people who said hi, and they said, make sure to say hi to Carla. I don't know why think that you and I go everywhere together.
Yes, I know that.
But it was very nice. And
where is she?
A lot of people had said they'd come out to the comedy thing at the Pass.
Oh, cool.
Last month?
Yeah, very cool.
Had a great time. And when are you going to do it again? I said, well, in a couple of months.
Yes. Yes, we are, as a matter of fact. Yep.
All right. Yeah. Well, if you thought it was warm yesterday, excessive heat warning today.
Oh, my God.
Highs expected near around 111.
How is this happening right now?
In the first week.
Man.
The first couple of days of September.
Ooh, okay.
In fact, right up until the weekend where we have a chance of a thunderstorm.
All right. Okay.
Highs near around 107, got 88 now.
I get all my news from the radio.
Here are just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Building to big news
on 96.3 KKLZ.
Yeah, I'm not complaining quite as much because I know it's going to eventually end this heat because fall is right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
The changing of the palm leaves.
Yes, exactly.
The colors. And
yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, it will happen. Listen, people are talking. There was a whole thread online on Reddit about things that were common and acceptable only 20 years ago, but they're not today. They're weird today. Like going out of your house without your cell phone. Back in the day, it didn't matter because we really didn't make calls till after 7 when they were cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So why would we need a phone? Hanging out at the mall for hours. Now it's just weird.
Yeah.
Why? What? A mall?
When's the last time you went to a mall?
What is this mall you speak of? Calling someone without texting them first. They call it cold calling. You don't want to do that.
No.
That's weird. And listen up, people saying, well, that's gay as an insult. You can't do that anymore.
Oh.
Can't do that anymore.
No.
So keep those things in mind, people. It
you're
is.
You're so gay.
You're so gay. Yeah. It is, you mentioned earlier, Mike, Telephone Tuesday. Why is it Telephone Tuesday? Well, this is the day of the year that businesses supposedly get the most phone calls.
Oh.
Big spike after Labor Day because a lot of people take time off during the summer, so everybody's back at work. And it's the unofficial start of fall, so people start planning for the holidays. They just start calling, doing different things. So, you know, you might be waiting a little bit today if you call customer service. A little longer today than usual. And I love this. A survey, 1,500 residents of the 30 largest metro areas in the U.S. Ask them about the rudeness level in their own cities. Philadelphia topped the list of the rudest cities in the United States, according to its own residents.
Congrats.
Yes. Now, the Philadelphia Inquirer says we're not rude. We're just honest and straightforward.
Oh.
Now, listen to this. After Philly, it's Memphis, New York City, Las Vegas.
What?
And Boston for the rudest.
Really?
And that comes from the residents living in those cities. So those are people here saying, yeah, we're rude. We are. We can be really rude. So, I mean,
Which is odd because more than half the people that are rude aren't from here.
I don't know. Could be. Could be. Or they could be. I don't know.
They're from other places.
Still but you could say that about New York and
Memphis. The chances of you being from New York are a lot higher than you being from Vegas.
Coming up with excuses.
It's not an excuse. It's a fact.
Well, the fact remains, you know.
Like California, there's a lot of transplants in California.
Sure.
Chances are higher if you're in New York
Right.
If you're in New York, you're probably born and raised in New York, mm-hmm. as opposed to here or California.
Could be. That could very
That's
well
what
be.
I'm just saying.
Fact remains. You know what? Wow. We're on the mean list. So there you go.
Top five.
Yeah, exactly. Love to hear some of the people who work on the Strip who are like, yeah, I know.
How rude are we?
Yes, exactly. As locals, mm-hmm. a few things you should know. Hurry in to that Living Spaces Labor Day event still going on. You'll find amazing deals for the entire home.
Just a little surprise that Vegas, top five cities, according to the residents of those cities,
right,
being one of the rudest in the country.
I know, we said, yeah, we're rude.
Unbelievable. Now it's National Telephone Day, so going to the telephone.
Okay.
Our friend Jackie Vegas on the phone. What's up?
Mike, way to go to bat for the city. Is it Vegas isn't rude? Vegas isn't rude. Is it, you know what? People need to keep it simple. There's three simple things. Laugh, mm-hmm. live, love. It doesn't make a difference where you're at. It doesn't make a difference where you're from. It makes a difference what you've been through and what you're going through.
Jackie, our unicorn with the horn sticking out of his head. Anthony says, I am a native of Las Vegas, and I think there are some of the rudest people on earth living here. And also, hold on. Robert says, yes, I did move here from California 35 years ago, and the people are very rude in Vegas. I don't know what's happened, but they just are.
Most of the people that are rude, they can't be residents. They've got to be tourists that have lost a pant load buying into the fantasy.
Here's the fact of the matter, Jackie, is that they did the survey with people that allegedly live
in the cities.
And we're saying that we're rude. I get it.
Other people aren't. Yeah.
Yeah. There is some truth to that, I think, sometimes.
Right.
So we're supposed to cop to how Philadelphia said, no.
We're just straightforward.
We're just straightforward.
You know
what?
All.
So are Vegas people.
We're just honest, like the people in Boston and Memphis. We're straightforward, man.
I tell you what, is it anybody, and I don't care. I don't care where they're from, what they've got going on and stuff. Is it? I'm just a simple man. I'd give them a shirt off my back to somebody if they needed it.
All right, Leonard Skinner.
Then maybe some of the residents need to come to your corner, Jackie, and borrow your shirt.
Have a good day, buddy. Talking about the rudest cities,
right.
and Vegas has ended up in the top five. Now, Carla, Denise is on the phone. Denise doesn't seem rude, and she's from Vegas.
No, she doesn't seem rude. Well, I don't know. Where are you from, Denise?
I'm actually from Detroit originally.
Okay, well.
But see, that's what I'm saying, that a lot of these people here aren't from here.
Detroit was number six on the list, by the way. Yeah, seriously.
Oh, sorry.
Not joking, I know.
I'm curious where Hawaii fell on that list.
Yeah, where's Hawaii?
Where Hawaii fell on the list, I will find out for you. You're going to have to give me a minute, but I will find out.
Why is that important to you, Denise?
We went to Hawaii in May of 21.
Mm-hmm.
I had a list on my phone labeled Hawaiian. I'm not.
Oh, whoa!
Wow.
Gosh.
Okay.
You're going to have to bleep that up. The locals, not the people that were working in the industry, but like the local grocery store or drugstore or Walgreens, whatever it was, they were so rude to tourists. And I mean, I'm here to tell you, I wasn't impressed with how they treated people. And not that I expected a parade and balloons, but...
They opened
back up after COVID,
mm-hmm.
so you think that they would be happy that their economy is good and booming again.
I will say this, after COVID, Morty's mom dealt with this, who lives there, and said that, no, they weren't very happy after COVID because everybody came to their island as a retreat,
mm-hmm.
and left a whole lot of COVID behind. So I don't know that they were real happy. Now, keep in mind, though, these are cities.
And what is this based on?
Yeah, this is based on different things like this. Not letting people merge in traffic. I think we all know that that's big here.
All right.
Being absorbed by your phone in public. Basically not paying attention. Being noisy in public. not respecting people's personal space, closed off body language, being rude to service staff. You would think that we'd be better at that.
You would
think. Since that is our industry. But I've heard that from a lot of people working in the restaurant industry, that what happened to people?
I don't know. I'm surprised. Now that I know that, I'm surprised we're not number one.
It's not just people going, hey, yo, you know. No, no, no. It's a lot of different factors. And a lot of people have commented, Buffy had commented on, you know, Mike, have you been on the roads lately? That's a whole different story.
Well, the emerging thing, people here in Vegas just don't understand the merging thing.
I don't think people here in Vegas understand the driving thing sometimes.
That might be. All right, let's take a break, be back, and we'll, you know what, let's talk to Morty about why is he not, why are his people not nice to
people? Why are they not nice to people?
All right, we'll be right back. Who's on the phone?
This is Keith. How you doing, Mike?
Good. How are you?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're not trying to merge right now, are you?
I wouldn't dare.
Not at all.
These people, my God. I've figured it out. I know exactly how to make this town better. Make everybody leave for work 10 minutes earlier.
Yes.
Everybody's in a hurry. Nobody wants to be polite to anybody.
Isn't that the truth? I can't remember where I was this weekend. I wasn't even waiting. I don't even remember where I was to pay for something. And they said, I'm so sorry for the wait. I said, I didn't realize there was a long wait, but, you know, my time's not that valuable.
Right now.
Yeah, well, yes.
Well, you know, the worst time in the world to realize that you're running late is when you're in the middle of traffic.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Every day, I take my wife to work 5 days a week. We leave usually at 5:30, maybe 5:45. We got no traffic. There's nothing. It's beautiful. And I'm in a good mood all day. If I leave at 6:05, I run into these incredibly rude people on the road. Nobody wants to give way for somebody who's, oh my God, I got to get over two lanes to get down to the, you know, and nobody will let them in. So, you know, it just backs up traffic everywhere.
And
you get frustrated. You're in a bad mood.
Here's the other thing is when I get, you know, I'll say, hey, I got to get over or whatever. Right. Somebody left. I give my hand up like, hey, thanks.
Yeah.
I get nothing back.
No, that's just an invitation to joust. That's all that is. Oh, yeah? On guard, my friend. On guard.
You have a great day. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, I love you guys. Take care.
Okay. And the other thing is, we got to get Morty on the phone.
Yeah.
To talk about the Hawaiian thing.
Yes, the rudeness.
We'll do that after 7 o'clock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Talking about Vegas being in the top five of rudest cities in America.
Yes,
and this is based on a survey taken from people that live in these cities.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Call last hour from Denise, who went to Hawaii and said, you know, they went there hoping to have a good time. They found that the people were very rude over there, the locals.
Yeah.
Very rude.
I know.
We have our executive producer, Morty, on the phone, who is Hawaiian, who is from Hawaii.
Right.
Morty, what's going on?
Hey.
What's wrong with your people over there? How come they're so rude?
My people aren't rude.
I have not experienced that. Denise says they're rude.
The local people don't mind the tourist people venturing out and going to, like, the local grocery stores and stuff. It's when the tourists or the visitors treat the locals like they would at any other state that they visit. And that's when it gets a little, I want to say, dicey. Locals don't take that very well.
And be honest, Morty, wouldn't you agree that sometimes we on the mainland go there thinking like we're owed something?
Yeah.
We have this attitude like, you're lucky we're here.
Right.
Spending our dollars to help your economy. So,
yes.
We have that attitude, and that sucks.
Yeah, and you know what it is a lot of the tourists don't venture out of Waikiki. So the grocery stores that they go to are like the ABC stores and everything that are in Waikiki. And if I was the local working there, I would be disgruntled too, just having to deal with.
So, not to mention you're working in Waikiki at an ABC store.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So I mean, venture out and go to an actual local grocery store, and I guarantee you, it'd be a lot better.
Mike, it's the being in Mexico and the hola amigo.
Yes,
amigo.
Like that woman I talked about.
Amigo,
amigos,
yeah.
Amigos.
You try to blend in wherever you go. You
right.
try to blend in.
All right, let's ask the question everybody wants to know. Morty, how you doing this morning? How you feeling? How's it going?
I'm feeling good. I'm doing better. I have my ups and down days. Today, so far, it seems like it's an up day. So
good.
Looking forward to that. So yeah.
And we do talk to Morty and text him every day. You talk to him more than I do, but I text him every day.
Yeah.
This is a big week for him, and they're going to find out. They're going to take some scans, see which direction they can go. Before starting another round of chemo, but...
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't have to, but, you know, we'll find out this week. But I don't know how he's been so positive through all this. He really has been. And like you say, he's been working from home for a few months, and that means through chemo, and anybody who's experienced that or knows somebody who has, that week is pretty rough. It's real rough.
And that's the sound of a guy battling cancer.
Yeah.
Seems very upbeat, sounds
I
great,
it.
And it's we should do that more often.
He's from Hawaii.
He is
he
from
wasn't
the Hawaii.
Rude at all, Denise. We know him. He's not rude at all.
What did he say, by the way? Remind everybody, mahalo.
He said, by the way, mahalo does not mean trash, okay? Because
all
it
right.
says it on all their trash cans there. It doesn't mean trash, people. Okay.
Thank you.
I love that.
For putting your trash in the
trash.
Can. So, all right. That's good stuff.
In the mahalo can.
Yes. Yes. Weather-wise, excessive heat warning today with the highs expected near around 111.
Stop.
Right up until the weekend. Highs tomorrow and on Thursday, 107. 88 now. Congrats to the Las Vegas Aces. Big win last night up in Seattle in overtime. They beat the Storm 110-98. Big comeback for
so
the Aces.
Cool. So cool.
So they take game three, take a 2-1 lead in the their WNBA playoff series. Same two teams again tonight, game four in Seattle. If they win tonight, they're in the WNBA championship.
Love it. Good. They deserve it.
And if they need a game five, that would be Thursday back here in Las Vegas over at Mandalay Bay.
Awesome.
All right. Gloria's back on the phone. What were you saying about Morty?
You know, for Morty, I think I remember Morty on some morning show back in Hawaii, too. I'm not sure. But when you keep saying Morty, Morty, and now you're telling me Hawaiian, and I'm like, brother, I used to listen to him. I'm not sure if he was with Lanai or somebody else, but there are some things. Tell him if he's, you know, on the outside, say if he's drinking or when he's upset, tell him go get poi and stuff.
He's been doing poi. That's like the one thing that he's been able to eat and keep down
a lot of oncologists there that helps and has nutritious. And there's another drink my Hispanic girlfriend, I was telling you, she has had chemo radiation. It has to do with ginger, celery, carrot, something else. She texted to me because I have a coworker whose mom is going through that right now, too. And that settles her and it gives her some nutrients. I forget what that is. But if you can tap in on my number and text me, and I can forward it to you. And then maybe you can forward it to him. I don't know how to make it myself. I'll be honest.
You know what? This number, the number that you called on, you can also text on. So send what you can, and I'll get it to Morty. And then he'll also be able to text you back.
But then it just rings, though. So how do I get it not?
No, text to this number. You can text. To this same number.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Cute. I will go ahead and do that after I punch in for work. And you guys have a...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
After a long holiday weekend, and check this out. The Mike and Carla Morning Show want to serve up a huge party platter for your office, courtesy of Porta Subs. Find out how you could win lunch for you and your coworkers. You can do that. I don't know if you want to do that, but, you know, depending on where you work.
Why not?
Uh-huh.
Why wouldn't you?
If you want to register or find out more about it, 96.3KKLZ.com, or do this. Tap the free, the brand new free KKLZ app.
Yeah, matter of fact, John in Pittsburgh said, hey, Mike and Carla, digging the new updated app. Really nice. Thank you, John. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is nice.
If you have the app already, it's switched over, but you can actually arrange it as to how you like it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool.
And if you don't have it, download the new free KKLZ app. It's pretty cool.
Right, and of course, move Mike and Carla right to the top.
Thank you. So easy to do now. Why wouldn't you do that?
Exactly.
Hello. Excessive heat warning. Just a reminder, going to get hot. 111 the high today. In fact, that's the way it's going to be, high near around 107 to 108 starting tomorrow through the weekend. Then some thunderstorms expected. But it is going to be hot, so just make sure you drink lots of water, stay hydrated, and stay inside if you can.
Yes.
Got about 94 now.
Okay, we're back.
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Now we got the air to bring you essential news.
It's time for Carla's Take on 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle touring the UK together. This cannot be good, and I mean that in a good way. During opening night, Chris Rock said Will Smith slapped him over, and I quote, the nicest joke I ever told. And Chappelle said, Will Smith's been doing the impression of a perfect person for 30 years.
Oh!
Wow. Yeah, Will Smith is going to take a little bit of beating because, you know, he is back on the road, and Chappelle's with him. That ain't going to be nice right there, but okay. The Taylor Hawkins tribute show. Boy, that was a big show. There's a lot from that. The Foo Fighters were joined by Paul McCartney, Lars Ulrich, Brian May, Roger Taylor from Queen, Pretenders, Kesha, all sorts of people. His son, 16 years old, played drums for My Hero.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have one more drummer that's going to come up and play with us tonight. He's a member of our family. He needs to be here tonight with all of us. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Mr. Shane Hawkins on the drums.
And the crowd goes nuts,
yes,
of course.
Of course.
Shane starts his song.
And the kid has some chops, of course.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
As
good thing.
Other drummers do.
Yeah.
If their father was a good drummer, and we've seen this with
Phil Collins' son.
Phil Collins, yeah. Zach Starkey.
Yeah.
Jason Bonham, and the list goes on.
Oh, yeah. If you can't, you know, if dad was a big, you know, big time musician, don't.
Yeah.
If you can't, don't. Don't even
just
try.
Go up on stage.
Yeah.
Sing along.
That's right. Just hum along.
But he did, and it was awesome.
He did a great job. Speaking of which, Lynyrd Skynyrd retiring from touring in the next year or so. Johnny Van Zandt said guitarist Gary Rossington, who is the last original member, is not doing too well health-wise, which is sad, but probably best for them. People complaining that the new Lord of the Rings, Jeff Howard, he reviewed it last week, said it's very good. It has too much diversity. Too much, they said.
Oh.
So there you go. Dragons, we can totally buy into that, but too much diversity. We don't want that.
Yeah.
Dragons are, no.
You can only have so much.
What's all this?
Not too much.
Yes. College football playoffs will expand to 12 teams. So there you go. So
good.
Alabama can beat 11 teams now. That's just great. Wonderful.
Yeah, just line up.
Yes, exactly. And Jeff Bezos, I don't even know what this is. And SpaceX, I have to read into this a little more, launching something called a space tug. So there you go. Just gonna leave it at that, really. I don't know what else to say.
Is it kind of like the same thing you get here?
Maybe so. Maybe so.
But in space.
Maybe Deshaun Watson. Anyhow, yes, but in space, Mike.
Right.
That's exactly it. Yes. So happy endings to all. That is my
and to
take.
All a good night.
Yes. Brought to you by Credit One Bank, a credit card company.
We love spotlighting amazing kids, cute kids. Don't know how you feel about corn.
This is hilarious.
It is. As a kid, you know, you pick and choose your vegetables that you like. And,
yes.
I think corn is pretty safe as one of those vegetables every kid likes.
Right.
But this kid goes overboard.
I really like corn.
What do you like about corn?
Ever since I was told that corn is real, it tasted good. I love corn. Cone. I hope you really have a corn-tastic day.
A corn-tastic day?
It's cone. It's awesome.
What?
And that is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
What accent is that?
That made me so happy. I don't know. Cone.
Yeah,
Cone.
Listen to it real close one more time.
I really like cone.
What do you like about corn?
Ever since I was told that cone is real, it tasted good. I love cone. Cone.
I don't know. I'm trying to find out where he is from.
He's only like 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah, he's really cute. I cannot tell where this is from.
That is a weird accent, though.
Here we go. Where's the corn?
Where's the corn kid?
South Dakota. South Dakota.
That's a South Dakota kid?
Yeah, well, you know, it doesn't. Yeah. Yeah.
I really like corn.
What do you like about corn?
Ever since I was told that corn is real, it tasted good. I love corn. Cone.
Cone. He has been named the state's official cornbassador over the weekend. They dubbed him the cornbassador.
Cone. What's the movie with Tom Hanks where he's sitting in a box of chocolates?
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. Yeah, he sounds very Forrest Gumpish.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
I really like cone.
What do you like about corn?
Ever since I was told that cone is real, it tasted good. I love cone. Cone.
That corn was real, too.
Ever since
I was told that cone was real.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Well, here's his corn song.
It's corn. A big lump with knobs. It has the juice. I mean, look at this thing. It's corn. I can tell you all about it. And when I tasted it with butter, everything changed.
Wow.
Because it's corn. It's corn.
Very passionate people about their corn. Passionate.
And do you know who's singing about corn?
Wow, I think I do.
It's Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Yeah.
He loves corn, too.
I really like corn.
Yeah. What do you like about corn?
Ever since I was told that corn is real.
Now we kick off a short work week of giving away tickets to go see Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Deuce's Wild residency coming back to Vegas, courtesy of the VIP Auto Center Prize Closet. And since it's called Deuce's Are Wild.
Yes.
It's the gaming contest.
Yes, yes. Gaming terminology. If you've lived in Vegas for a minute, you know this stuff.
You should.
Promise.
And you don't even have to be a gamer, really.
No, not at all.
Starting with caller number 9. You want to play? Give it a shot. 702-739-9636. Good luck. Matt's on the phone. We've explained the game. 3 out of 3, and you are a big winner, Matt. Here we go.
Matt, players who win the first time they ever gamble have this kind of luck.
Beginner's luck.
Yes, sir. Matthew, tokens that represent money. They're also, there's a potato version. What are these called?
Oh, wow.
There's a potato version.
There's a potato version as well. Tokens that represent money. Potato.
Oh, boy.
They come in a bag. Potato.
Potato head?
Try again. Jim, these are gaming terms. 3 out of 3, and you're a big winner. Here we go. Number
Jim,
1.
You got to do better than Matt. Jim, players who win the very first time they ever gamble have this kind of luck.
Beginners.
Yes.
Right, number 2.
Tokens that represent money. There's also a potato version are called...
Chips.
Yes.
Yes.
Number three.
And this is someone who has a lot of money to lose or that large circular attraction at the link.
Whales.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. I was looking for high roller. You went way into terminology. Yes. Make sure you ride the whale over at the link, by the way. That's awesome.
He clearly knows the terminology.
Bonus for you. I love it.
You got the tickets. Aerosmith, Deuces Are Wild, their residency coming back courtesy of the VIP Auto Center prize closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And by the way, also got a dining card. Grab some grub over at Shake Shack before the concert.
I'm going to talk to Jim about Vig, so take us off the air, Mike.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Mike and Carla's Other News.
All right, it's sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Young boy out of New Zealand found a massive 3-foot worm in his backyard. That his mom described as the stuff of nightmares.
Yeah.
It was snake-like. Here's the little kid talking about it.
I tried to convince my dad to keep it in a plastic bag, but he wasn't really in on that idea. I thought of it as, like, an amazing discovery, and I could not believe my eyes.
Now, keep in mind, this is in New Zealand. So he's in the backyard. Mom's at work. Here's what she's thinking.
Thankfully, I was at work when said worm was found because, oh my word, how disgusting. We've had some big worms here in the past, but nothing like that guy. He's outrageous.
I mean, we've had big worms in the past?
Oh, God. That's just gross.
But as compared to... And, there's a clinic in Amsterdam looking to hire people who can puke on demand.
Yeah.
It's to help people with an irrational fear of vomiting. So
sweet. I was reading that story and I read like the very end. They're hiring because apparently their last professional puker retired. So, yeah, got to replace him. Oh, my God. Okay.
Phil, how many more years can you go?
I don't know. My throat's a little tired. Yeah. I'm not sure that I can keep doing it, guys.
Wow. Listen to this. In Ontario, Canada, guy's going viral. He videotaped a guy sleeping behind the wheel of his Tesla that will drive itself. But, I mean, it was going pretty fast. Mm-hmm. Now, Louise says she and her boyfriend were driving down the highway and looked over. It was like, is anybody in that car? And it was just flying. So, you know, a little unnerving. They said they couldn't even keep up with the vehicle or get a good look at the license plate. Now, they were able to get a little bit of video footage until, you know, then he just sped on past.
So wait a second. So let me understand this. Yeah. So the guy's in the Tesla.
Yep. And he's sleeping.
He's just sleeping. And the car, the Tesla, which is supposed to do that, drive itself.
Yes.
Is just driving.
Yes. Correct.
Wow.
Correct. And just... conked out, which I don't think is good, even if it's driving itself. I think you might want to be awake, maybe.
Just in case.
Oh, my gosh. And a family tried to take a corpse through security at a checkpoint at an airport. TSA says the family wanted to travel with their deceased loved one because they didn't want to leave them in a foreign country. They died in a foreign country, so... yeah, they brought him there, and I don't know how they did any of this, but the TSA agent said, we can't do this.
Isn't there a protocol or something?
Yeah, there is. So they had to take him to a secure part. Apparently, he wasn't well and died, like, going to the airport.
Oh.
So, but still. What are you going to weekend at Bernie's, this guy, on the plane? I mean, come on, really? Just put string on his arm, Mom.
And put his arms around your neck and shoulders.
No, go ahead, pat him down. I'm going to hold him up. He's a little too much to drink last night. Oh, my God. People will do anything. It is Tuesday, your other news.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
Okay, we're back.
I'm ready. 96.3 KKLZ. Something
good. We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that work day off on a little more positive note. Brought to you by Roto-Rooter, the plumbing and drain experts you've trusted for more than 85 years. This is just a fun story. We talk about the lottery a lot and how people pick their numbers. Well, two different people in Maryland had just goofy lottery wins. A woman used numbers from her old license plate, won $50,000. Another guy used numbers from the address of just a random house that he walked by. He won $325,000.
That would just never happen to you or I.
I don't think so. But sometimes I think we overthink things.
Oh, maybe.
So these, you know what? Maybe use an old phone number. Maybe use some address from down the way. I'm sorry. I just thought this was kind of fun. And it could happen to you. Not you or me.
Right.
But you.
I love that story. If you have a feel-good story happening in your life, yes, submit it to the MNC mailbag through our website, 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. You know, it's sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. PortaSubs.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. Keep you company during the workday. 12:40, another pair of tickets for Aerosmith and that dining card to Shake Shack. Otherwise, do have a great day. And we're back tomorrow, so be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app on the Apple or Google App Stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 on 96.3 KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.